You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Like a fine wine aged to perfection until the bottle shatters against the rocks of history. Two ancient warriors of radio broadcasting take to the airwaves of Madison for anyone brave enough to listen to the unvarnished truth, or something like that. It's John and Gordy in the Morning on 92.7 WMDX.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We ready?
Yeah.
Pretty close to being ready.
Yeah.
Happy Monday.
Yeah, happy Monday to you. I know you were out there shopping for Maxwell Street Days. How did that go for you? Did you pick up a lot of items for the house?
No. No, I didn't.
Okay. You did. Did you go?
I did go. Oh. I walked up and down. I greeted some of the people along the way, and it was a good time.
Okay.
You
welcomed them to Madison.
Welcome them to beautiful State Street, which is looking very calm this morning and very clean.
Yeah.
They do a good job of cleaning State Street over again.
Yeah.
Every day.
Well, there's street a piece sweepers of paper around the, right at the bus stop.
Oh, I see it.
And a bottle.
Over by that bench. Yeah. You see one? There's something over there.
They had to take care of that.
They missed that.
We'll see them clean it up this morning. We always do. Each and every morning, we watch the leaf blower guy, the sidewalk buffer.
Yeah. Last Friday, they had three leaf blower guys. I've never seen a triple like that.
Well, they had to get ready for Maxwell Street Days.
Well, that's it. Yeah.
Clear out the dust off the sidewalks. But it worked. You know, so many people came down here to see it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was a big plus, right, Dom?
Yeah, I actually got a shirt from Maxwell Street Days. Went out there.
Oh.
Yeah. What day did you go out, Gordy?
I don't know.
Oh.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
It all kind of blurs together.
Yeah. Friday, so Saturday.
What,
I don't know.
What day? What did you get?
I got a long sleeve shirt, which doesn't make any sense
because
it's really hot out there. But
always.
I got a long magenta, just plain shirt.
Magenta.
Yeah. And it was only $5.
A button-down shirt?
Really
such
cheap.
A deal.
No, it was just no button-down, just the most plain shirt you'll ever think of. I'll bring it in tomorrow, and you guys can see it.
All right, well, we'll be the judge, you know.
Yeah, you can
It's looking nice and clear this morning, although there's a little bit of haze. Again, we're going to get a little bit of smoke from Canada
really?
Or something.
Yeah. That's back again.
Yeah. But otherwise, we'll see hazy sunshine today and a high close to 80. Right now it's 59 degrees, nice and cool, and low dew points. Dew points are back in the 50s.
Yeah.
So that's pretty good.
You know, you mentioned Hazy Sunshine.
Yeah.
That was a garage band in Milwaukee.
Yeah? Really?
Yeah.
Hazy Sunshine. We had a garage band called Liquid Sunshine.
Oh, see?
In the suburbs of
Isn't
Chicago.
Isn't that something how all of that worked out in those old days?
Ah, yes. All those funny names.
And we had so many hopes, wishes, and dreams. And here we are with Trump as president, kind of dashing every one of those dreams, smashing them and stepping them until they're just unrecognizable. But that's okay.
It's just another day in America.
We can just basically start all over again and go through the 60s and all the women's movement and the sexual revolution and everything else.
Just do it all over again.
Good God.
Did you have a good weekend? It seemed like you're in an upbeat, chipper mood this morning.
I had a pretty good. I had
came
a pretty
in here
good...
and started barking orders at everybody. Why is this doing it?
Why are we doing that? We need to do this. I want final say on everything. took out my judge's mallet and started pounding on the desk.
What'd you do this weekend?
I wanted to hear, spotlighting, right? That's what it's called. Is that spotlight?
No, it's best of. Yeah, it's best of. They're two separate. They're separate. Spotlight is like the... they are the same, actually. Yeah.
They are the same. Yeah. So anyway, I heard this segment, I wasn't... Yeah, I wanted something more crazy, you know.
Okay.
Stuff we talk crazy stuff on this program only because, you know, we're presented with crazy stuff.
Well,
it's shiny objects that we like to present to everybody each and every morning.
Well, for people that don't know what we're talking about, the Spotlight airs on the weekends, and it's sort of the best of everybody contributes
on Civic Media.
Yeah, everybody contributes a little something they've done during the week. And they put it all together, and it's on a spotlight.
It's great.
Spotlight.
It's great stuff.
Yeah. Anyway.
So, what did you want to say? Get to your point.
I'm done with it.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
All right.
Choked up now.
All right.
I did want to mention that the, the big deal over the weekend was the Coldplay concert.
It was.
So that was. I guess it was it was a perfect night for this. I mean, I saw some pictures and some video, and it was all just beautiful, and people loved it. Do we have any Coldplay music? You want to throw something on? The Stars Under the Sky, or The Skies Under the Star, or whatever. Sky Full of Stars, right? We got that right?
Sky Full of Stars, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, this is one of their big hits.
That's great stuff.
Anyway, I guess it all went off very well. They only had two arrests, so, very calm crowd. It was a good time.
Two arrests, that's
great.
Of
course, traffic and parking around my area and my neighborhood, forget about it. It's crazy. Yeah.
You sound angry, kind of bottled up a little bit.
I just
here.
Wanted
to let loose.
I was ready to offer parking to anybody that wanted to park, really far away.
You didn't get
$100. Just parking my lawn. I don't care.
You didn't get any money. That's why you're angry.
But
this
that's
morning.
That's what the price was around Camp Ranch. $100 parking. I saw signs all over the place on Regent Street. $100 to park.
I heard the tickets were way too expensive as well, but it was crazy.
I was I sometimes tune into CNN on Sirius Radio, so you just get audio.
Right,
but they did play a clip from Coldplay at Madison at Camp Randall, and apparently the Jumbotron showed a couple. Well, I don't know what they showed. I could not see it because it's on CNN, but on Sirius Radio.
Yeah. No, Chris Miller? Well, no,
so what did they show?
What's Chris's last name? It's not Miller, is it?
I don't
remember. Anyway, no, but he did make reference to that video and just said, just so you know, we're turning on the cameras now, so put on your makeup and, get ready.
It was an astronomer CEO, Andy Byron, was placed on leave after he got caught.
He's resigned now.
Oh, he resigned.
Yeah, I heard that overnight.
Yeah.
What?
This was the guy, that was caught on camera with the
human resources. Yeah, so it's a
that was on Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Yeah. The thing at Camp Randall was Saturday night, their first show since the Wednesday night.
So now
incident.
Everybody's wondering what Coldplay is going to show next, who's going to get fired next, who's going to be embarrassed next.
Yeah, well.
Well, that's one way to go to a concert.
Yeah. But anyway, I guess the concert, it all went just fine Saturday night.
That's great.
Yeah. No big deal.
Yeah.
And, I think they should have more concerts there. I mean, everything, they had that Morgan Wallen concert. That's Friday, Saturday night concert, two nights, about 3 weeks or so ago. That went well. So more concerts at Camp Randall, I say. Bring them on.
The John and Gordy EV shuttle bus. could certainly take people to Camp Randall for the next big concert.
That
could cost $100.
Yeah,
we could round trip though.
We could make a little. We can make a little pocket change there. Why not?
Well, it's not a truck necessarily.
It's a very slick car you got there. Did you go out and drive around all weekend?
I did. Yeah. I took a little walk. I drove it down to the charging station about a block away from me. We still don't have a charger in the house, which turned out to be pretty much a surprise nightmare for me.
Now, let me ask you, because I don't have, I don't have an EV.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So when you go to the charging station, how does that work? Do you have to pay for the charge?
Yes.
Okay. And how much typically is it when you charge up the vehicle?
Well, we were there about 4 hours. I dropped the car off there, started charging, and walked back home. And about 4.5 hours later, cost about $450 for charging up. I guess we got about 125 miles added to the tank, supposedly.
Okay, the tank.
So we can get up to 335. We're pretty close to that.
I wanted to, I forgot to, when you were showing it to me, and, you know, thanks for letting me drive it. Yeah. That was fun. Yeah. I didn't hit anything.
With all the cameras.
My God. It's like a spaceship in there. But I never looked under the hood. I wanted to take a look at the engine, and I forgot to do that.
I wouldn't know how to open the engine.
Really? You don't know how to open the hood?
I have no idea.
Seriously?
I haven't gotten to that point. But well, I will.
I'll do that right after the show.
No, I don't have it with me. I have the Prius with But
you drove the Prius today?
Yeah.
Why?
Oh, you know, the thing here about the charging stations, you have to. Now, I'm in the MG&E area.
Okay. Right.
So you sign up with MG&E and you get a special deal for charging your EV.
Yeah.
And they have charging stations where MG&E teams up with. What is it called? PowerPoint or something like that. That's where you get your
PowerPoint.
That's where you plug in your car.
Okay.
All right. So anyway, so you do that, and this is a huge company, by the way. So MG&E is working through them. You get a discount for plugging in your EV. That's it, and it's wonderful. But for some reason, I have charged the car twice now with this power station.
Yeah.
And this time, it didn't have any of my information except me and, you know, my where I lived and all that stuff. It didn't have the credit card that I was using.
Huh.
And it was just weird because I was like, I've done this twice. All you have to do is, you know, tap the screen and that's it.
You should be ready to go.
Yeah, any card. But they wanted it on file. They wanted me to enter it into the software, which I have an app on my phone, because you can check your app and see how your car is doing at the charging station, wherever it is.
All right.
I know.
Wow,
it's
that
way
sounds
too
very
much.
Convoluted and involved. It's almost too complicated.
See, the thing here is I wish somebody had told me this stuff. I am learning.
They didn't explain that
I'm learning the hard way. And the thing is, some of these EVs come with a charging cord.
Yeah.
The plug-in, and this car did not.
Oh.
This even new, it doesn't come with it. So I'm like scrambling to come up with just even a home charger right out of the AC outlets in your home. It takes about 4 days to charge that way.
Wow.
But I'm ready to go that route right now. I'm just like,
man,
how do you do this? Because I have an 100-amp panel.
Right, in your
house. In my home. And I didn't realize you have to have a 200 in order to get the L2 level 2 chargers.
You didn't really research this very well.
Well, no, I could have. I did research it, only I didn't know I had a 100 amp panel. We just got new panels in the house.
Oh.
And I didn't realize that they just replaced the old ones with the new ones. But
they didn't up the amps?
They didn't up the amps because that may involve even more work, more time, more money.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're in trouble now.
I am in trouble. I'm on the run, like, man. I'm an outlaw.
Okay. thanks for the update. I was hoping you'd bring the car in again today.
You asked me, so I told you, okay? I was actually going to try and explain this on the radio right now, but in a more coherent way.
Okay.
There's nothing coherent about EV charging, believe me.
You'll have another chance to explain
it. Well, thank you. Yes, maybe with Pat Kreitlow. He'll just sit there, his eyes glazed over.
That's right. We're going to be on his show later today.
And then Maggie Dawn on Wednesday afternoon.
Yes.
I'll go through this again.
Great.
And by that time, I'll have it fine-tuned.
Okay. Okay. Hey, coming up next, we're going to check in with Pam Yonke and find out how things went at the Dane County Fair over the weekend. And later, Paul Soglin, former Madison mayor, and Abby Abramovich from Downdurn's Distilling, all coming up.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
You gotta find yourself a swinging place. You gotta fly, you gotta soar. You gotta live a little more. Don't try and fight it, you've been invited. Come on and swing.
Swing. WMDX 92.7. It is John and Gordy in the morning again. We're always here each and every morning, 5 days a week. You can catch us on the Civic Media app anywhere in the damn world. And you can also text us or voice note us, and we'll play it back on the air.
Yeah, you just get on the Civic Media app and get on the WMDX part of that app and push the button that says voice note, and you can send us a voicemail. It's 23 minutes past the hour. Beautiful weather for today. Dew points are low, and so humidity is also low and high this afternoon, about 80 degrees. Right now it's 59 here. And let's check in with Pam Yonke, the fabulous farm babe. Good morning, Pam. How are you?
Morning, guys. Morning. Yeah, not too bad. This is pretty comfortable compared to what I think we're going to be living with later this week.
I know. It's supposed to heat up, especially by Wednesday. So we'll take it for today.
For today. It's always like this. There's certain events. You know how we always talk about when it's boys basketball state finals, there's always a nice storm or some kind of nasty weather.
Right.
Every time the Rock County Fair happens, there's this kind of heat. those poor folks, I could just, if you want to lay down money in Las Vegas, bet on 90 for the Rock County Fair. You are going to see a return on your investment.
Oh,
I'd love
beautiful.
To know if they could handicap that.
Mm-hmm. So that's happening this week, right?
They should change the time
right.
they hold it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Yeah. You're right. They are going to be bringing everything in starting today. And some of the judging on some of the projects that go home will also start today. But like I said, for the most part, the real action gets started closer on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. And now there's another county fair going on, the Columbia County Fair up near Portage,
yep.
right?
Yep, that'll get started again later this week with a lot of activities. That's pretty easy fairgrounds to find right off the main drag up in Portage. So, yeah, I'm trying to figure out exactly what my staff and I are going to have the time to do. We've got a FFA Foundation golf outing today, and I'm glad that the weather is going to cooperate and be halfway decent today because, like I said, later this week it could get challenging again. Farmers are going to have to do their best job trying to take care of their livestock themselves, of course, and just mitigate anything they can for the heat.
Isn't there a fair out there someplace, the World's Fair? Is it the Lodi World's Fair? Or
what?
They call it the World's Fair.
I don't.
They don't settle for a county.
I don't think so.
I thought there was one out there someplace.
I think you're
it's
making
called Lodi Agricultural
well,
Fair.
That's not it.
That's
okay,
not it.
Maybe I just had the wrong town. Richland
Center
World Fair.
I think you're making stuff
okay,
up.
Well, okay, well, okay. I'm going to stop trying. I know there are a lot of other cities I could just put in that place, but I'm not going to do it. All right. Well, that's good to know. How did the Dane County Fair go?
You know, I think it turned out really well. Like I said, I had some real concerns about weather on Saturday morning for our Farm Babe Boogie Tractor Parade, but that all ended up to be not an issue because my tractor drivers figured after the rain moved through in the morning, they loaded up and showed up. And I really want to say thank you again to all of them that made the extra effort. You know, and for people that saw us at the fair, just stop and think that cost those people money to load those tractors. Diesel is not cheap these days.
Yeah, right.
Just finding somebody that's got a CDL to drive some of those rigs in is a stretch. And they received nothing from me except a free pork sandwich, a 4-H potato from the potato stand, and cheese curds or cream puffs from the Stoughton FFA alumni. So they're no high stakes game, if you know what I'm saying. And I just really appreciate them making the time and the effort to come and join us for that quick parade. But boy, the kids sure love it. I'll tell you, one of my guys, Bill Mitchell from by McFarland, was busy. He lets kids climb on his tractor and, you know, get a feel for it. And every little kid, boy or girl, seemed to want to all of a sudden be a tractor driver.
Mm-hmm. Well, glad it went well. Yeah. It was raining earlier in the morning, and we were going to come out and see you, but checked in with you. But
John and Gordy melt in the rain, so we could not be there for that. Hey, you mentioned
I would have sold tickets for that.
Yeah, you mentioned that there's a sweet corn is like on the horizon for all of us. How's the sweet corn crop looking this year?
Well, I think we'll know a little bit more, maybe as soon as midweek. Everybody knows that we pretty much made knee-high by 4th of July. Mm-hmm. But here's a couple little things that you may not realize. The fields that you drive past, I think we might have talked about this before, the fields that you drive past, when you see corn in a field, chances are that is corn only for cows. Mm-hmm. There's a distinct difference between the type of corn that we grow for cows, for livestock feed, and the sweet corn that you and I consume. That will generally have a finer stalk. It will generally be a little bit shorter, and the tassels on the top of the plant will be almost white, very, very light in color. Here's the other thing. You get closer, take a look when you buy your sweet corn this year. The rows on a corn cob always have an even number.
Really?
Think about that.
Really?
The rows on a corn cob always have an even number. So take a look at your corn cob when you pick it this year. As you're mowing around it with your teeth, try to keep count, and you'll find that it's always an even number. Also, sweet corn has about 800 kernels in 16 rows. That's an average, just an average. Okay. You might see some more, some less, but that's kind of an average. And like I said, remember that corn is pretty much grown everywhere in the world, not necessarily sweet corn, but corn is grown everywhere in the world except Antarctica. That is courtesy of my friends from the corn growers telling me all that kind of fun stuff this morning. But it should be coming this week, boys. I'm keeping my fingers crossed. It's a little bit later than usual, but we should be getting it.
All right. Okay. Excellent. Well, great news about corn.
Sweet corn. I had no idea.
I'm going to be testing my corn cobs now.
Pam, you have a great day and a great week. We'll talk to you on Friday.
All right.
That's Pam Yockey.
Sounds excellent. Thanks, fellas.
Okay, Pam Yockey, the fabulous farm babe.
Great stuff.
Yeah, with the Midwest Farm Report, which is actually right around the corner. And then we'll be back with Idiocracy on John and Gordy in the morning.
Human evolution does not necessarily reward intelligence, with no natural predators to thin the herd.
Oh my God!
There is a place without boundaries, a place without limits.
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
A place that is about to be.
I love you too.
Violated.
Costco.
Idiocracy.
You're the smartest guy in the world. You're pretty dumb sometimes.
Oh, thank you.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Yeah, Idiocracy time again. Yeah. And I got to tell you, though, I live at Costco most of the time.
Yeah.
Okay, sometimes I stay at home and I sleep there.
But you're at Costco pretty much every day.
Almost every day, except when the sale ends, and it ended on Sunday. So now, I'm going to be at home, watching the kids.
Well,
play their games they sit on the sofa. healthy men.
Yeah.
Not working. No, actually, they do work. They do work.
Oh, good. Yeah. They got summer jobs.
I want to bring this up because...
Well, let me just mention sunshine today and highs near 80. Yes. It's going to be beautiful all day long. Right now, 59 degrees. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Verlo Mattress. Hey, their sale continues. Their 4th of July sale is still happening.
Wow.
They still have some great deals. Wow. On accessories and some adjustable bases are still left. Some of those are 30 to 50% off. You can check them out on Madison's east side or west side, or go to Verlo.com and check out their lifetime comfort guarantee. That's Verlo.com. Okay, John?
Yeah, I'm watching the sparrow bang up against our window.
Oh, no.
Apparently,
did he get hurt?
Really craves air conditioning and it can't get in. So I feel sorry for it. I get it. We were talking about the surprise about charging your EV at home. It's not easy. It's not something that you think about because you think you have the ability to do that. And yet I have 100 amp in my house. I thought I had a 200 amp because we just replaced the panels.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, here I am, you know, now I can get a plug-in, just a regular outlet plug-in, and charge that way. It takes 3 or 4 days to do that. We have, though, Lynn out in Golden Valley giving us a few tips on here.
Okay.
She writes, we put in a 50-amp outlet, and it was about $750, but she does have a 200-amp panel. Newer homes have the 200-amp. The older homes do not.
Right.
Unless you upgrade somehow, and it costs a lot of money to do that sometimes. Then she writes, maybe the utility will put in a special charger which bypasses your panel. Mm. Okay, that sounds like an idea. I don't know if they have that. And then she wrote, then they'd control when it charges at a lower rate, which
really?
Is true. Yeah, you do it overnight. But here's the thing about doing something like that. They could put or allow you to get that charger, but they can't guarantee that you're going to charge it just at night. So you could do it during the day. Then you might overload your panel and cause a house fire, which
well, that's
is
a
not
problem.
Something you
that's
need. Yeah,
well, it
could
you
be a
like
big
that.
Problem. Yeah. Now, there is a bypass, and I looked it up.
Yeah.
There are some YouTube videos explaining this, but it's called the Emporia Pro Level 2 EV charger.
Oh, that sounds fancy.
It is very fancy. And what it does is it gauges how much amperage you're using in your home. And it will lower the amount of charge going to your vehicle when you're using too much amperage in your home. You have a stove on, air conditioning kicks on, the furnace kicks on, whatever you're using electricity for. Mm-hmm. It lowers the amount of electricity going to your EV.
That's fascinating. Okay. I think I dozed off for a second. Hang on.
Oh, okay, here. I do want to bring this up, too, because...
Please, continue.
This happens every once in a while. I do this research. I come up with these new products, and then I call the electrician or whoever else it is that I'm going to harass. And I say, look, I got this product. It should work.
Right.
Do you guys know about this? No, we don't know anything about it. So I sent them a link, and they're looking into it, and I haven't heard back from them, but I'm hoping that happens soon.
Well, we all are.
Okay, I'll keep you updated.
Thank you. We appreciate the update. Hey, let's go to the phones, 608-879-8255. That's 879.
You had to ask me this morning.
Don't blame me. Nothing to do with it. Mark, good morning. What's on your mind this morning, Mark?
Good morning, guys. How long is it going to be before Donald Trump adds a special charge?
For your charge.
Have EVs. And I see this over the weekend that Donald Trump is having a meltdown over the commander's name.
Yeah, and the Cleveland Commanders, yeah.
And Washington's name. And he's deeply offended that they no longer have the offensive Native American name attached to them. But he's, they're so proud to have these names. It's Indian tribes across the country are calling to say restore those names. I mean, they're the ones who, for generations now have asked us to change those names.
Right.
To something that they don't find, they don't find deeply offensive. I mean, it's a small thing, but Donald Trump is getting more and more petty. You wouldn't have thought could get any more petty. But, I mean, the man is just having a complete meltdown, I think. I think it's, he has come out now. It's been documented that he's the one has ordered the editing of the files. So
yeah.
Make sure there's no mention of Donald Trump's name on any of the files here.
Yeah. Well, he's just doing this to divert attention again, changing the names back from the Washington football team and the Cleveland baseball team.
I didn't hear about the Cleveland team at all, but I heard about Washington going back to the Redskins.
Yeah. It's not going to happen.
Well, you don't know. There's going to be pressure. Somehow they're going to – I think the Redskins – I mean, Washington, do they want to change – states? Are they being sold to somebody else?
No, not at all. No, they didn't want to change the name in the first place, but they eventually changed it a couple of years ago. And now Trump just is saying out of the blue sky, change it back.
Okay, here it is. They're threatening to restrict threatening to restrict the NFL team's stadium deal if they don't change the name back.
Yep. Okay.
Has a president ever interfered in this?
Crazy.
That kind of thing?
Well, I mean, I talk about it all the time. This guy is micromanaging the U.S. He's getting into naming football teams at this point. This is like some kind of surreal nightmare, Mark.
I mean, I'll paraphrase, you know, from the Declaration of Independence, every act of tyranny, you know, shows that the man is unfit to be the leader of a free people. I mean, he is just, he's batshit.
Yeah. I know. He is.
Crazy.
He is that.
Okay. All right, Mark. Thank you for your call.
Yeah.
You have a good day. All right.
Oh.
Yeah. I know it's nuts. 608-879-8255.
Well, it's getting crazy. You know, we're talking about the Epstein thing, and I've got a little cut here from Chris Hayes.
Okay.
We're going to talk about that. But do we have...
There's another message but I don't know. But
Let's check out what it is here.
I don't know.
Bob. Oh, I have the Emporia charger. Love it. You charge off-peak hours, and you should be okay with a 100-amp service. It will give you the cost of each charge after you program the unit with your utility.
And there you
go. Well, see, the utility
Bob
already
from
knows
Economo
about
Walk.
It, Bob.
Well,
thank you, man.
Well, do they know about it?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think MG&E is out there in Economo Walk, but thanks, Bob.
All right.
I'll refer MG&E to the utility.
Why don't you give MG&E Bob's number and he can discuss it with him?
I'm sorry.
What do they... Why
this is a
they...
Curb Your Enthusiasm moment again as I try to fix the country myself. I'm micromanaging it now.
Oh, well, somebody has to.
Somebody will. Right. All right. Well, anyway, Mark, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Okay.
Right.
Well. You can check things out at WMDXradio.com. You know, we've got a lot of things going on. We're going to be taking more entries. In fact, we are taking more entries for our Sugar River pizza parties. We've got our next one almost lined up here. I have to contact the winner. In fact, I'll be doing that a little bit later on today. But you can enter. We're doing this all summer long. You'll win a pizza party from Sugar River Pizza. Just go to WMDXradio.com and click on the banner about Sugar River Pizza and John and Gordy being in the best of Madison, and we're celebrating our nominations by doing pizza parties all around Madison.
All right.
Okay.
Well, I can't wait.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to Chris Hayes kind of summed up the whole mess around Epstein. And you know, the grand jury, they don't have enough details in grand jury decisions to make any difference whatsoever. There are no names, nothing to look at, really, if we get the grand jury's report.
Mm.
It's not going to mean anything to anybody. So anyway, let's get to this. Chris Hayes dealing with the whole Epstein episode so far as we know it. Let's check it out.
I don't think I've spoken to him for 15 years. I wasn't a fan.
I do not think it is right and fair for this administration's Labor Department to have Epstein as the focus.
Not only is the department going to redact identifying information about the victims, which they very well should, they are also going to redact identifying information about anyone else whose name might come up in the documents in question. The top Democrat on the Senate Judiciary Committee, which of course oversees the FBI and the Department of Justice, now says the Bureau agents were instructed to flag to DOJ about any Epstein records that mention Donald Trump. And all this comes just a day after that shocking story in the Wall Street Journal about what the paper described as a, quote, bawdy birthday letter bearing Trump's signature. It contains several lines of typewritten text framed by the outline of a naked woman, which appears to be hand-drawn with a heavy marker. A pair of small arcs denotes the woman's breasts, and the future president's signature is a squiggly Donald below her waist, mimicking pubic hair. Trump denies having anything to do with the letter. He is suing the Wall Street Journal over this reporting after having threatened to do so. I never wrote a picture in my life. I don't draw pictures of women, he said. It's not my language. It's not my words. Of course, Donald Trump has written many pictures in his life, like the ones you are seeing on your screen right now.
The DOJ may be releasing the list of Jeffrey Epstein's clients. Will that really happen?
It's sitting on my desk right now to review. That's been a directive by President Trump. I think tomorrow, Jesse, breaking news right now, you're going to see some Epstein information being released. There are tens of thousands of videos.
The writer Michael Wolff has a recording of Epstein himself saying he was Trump's closest friend for a decade. Back in 2002, he told the New York Magazine that he'd known him for 15 years. Fun guy.
BFD, I think, Chris, is the official term for it. 1,000 of them, and the belief somehow, I mean, this is an exercise
exercise in hubris unlike anything I've ever seen. The idea that you're going to have 1,000 agents working under the explicit order to weed out the Trump stuff, and that's not somehow going to leak. But also, Trump's strategy from the beginning, right? This is a person who in 2015 at CPAC is trying to impugn the reputation of Bill Clinton by mentioning Clinton's activities on Epstein Island.
Yeah.
It is in like the self-sabotage to make these choices over the course of a decade, knowing that if he won, the chickens were going to come home to roost. And what does he do now? I mean, it is truly, it boggles the mind. It is the most hubristic thing I've seen from a man who has pushed the bounds of hubris to the outer reaches of the universe. But this is a problem completely of his own creating. He brought these people in. Yeah. They are asking for results. He built a movement on it. And now he sits atop it, potentially indicted in the crime that he has made everybody obsessed with. Unbelievable.
It's unbelievable because it's happening. And we're living through this damn nightmare. Absolutely.
It just goes on and on.
It really does. Yeah. He's caught. This was a really bad strategy all along. As we're finding out.
Yes. Yeah, we're all stuck in it now. It is 6:48. Coming up in our next hour, former Madison Mayor Paul Soglin will join us. And later in the hour, Abby Abramovich from Downdrin's Distilling. Got some things to talk to her about. And that's a fabulous place. I haven't been out there yet, but I'm hearing great things about it. She'll tell us about it. It's all coming up on John and Gordy.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Have you heard the good word? Trump's gonna get it done. He'll release the Epstein files on day one. The libs will cry when those names are exposed.
Trump's gonna see
that justice is imposed
on himself.
What's that? Oh no, he needs a few months. He wants a case airtight, no bumps. His AG Pam Bondi says files on her desk, and MAGA's got binders they can attest.
All right, WMDX. It's John and Gordy in the morning. We're talking Epstein and. It's just a big mess.
It is. It's 6:53. Look at the beautiful sunshine this morning. Skies are fairly clear, although they could get a little hazy at times. But dew point is low. It feels great out there this morning. Highs near 80 this afternoon. Right now, 60 degrees here. What is your WMDX Samsung watch?
We haven't asked the watch lately, have we?
No.
Well, 78 degrees. No, 65 currently.
Oh, really? Temperatures jumped up, apparently.
Yeah, and high of 82, low of 66 this evening.
What time is
and
sunset?
And you always ask about the sunset time.
So I want to know.
And I'm ready. 8:30. Getting shorter. Days are getting shorter and shorter.
Oh, my gosh. You know, Don, we didn't ask you, what'd you do this weekend? Did you do anything exciting?
Maxwell Street, and that was it.
Maxwell Street, and then that is it. I went to the terrace, and other than that, I did absolutely nothing. Yesterday, I did nothing, and I loved it.
Just go down to the train tracks and watch the trains go by, maybe hop on a few, you know, join the hobo crowd.
Well, I already did that once on the 4th of July, so second time.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's where I heard it before.
Okay. Good enough.
All right. Got this short story here. Christopher Rufo. Do you remember Christopher Rufo?
No.
He's the guy who planned the campaigns against critical race theory, which was not being taught in K-12.
Okay.
DEI, he said he was going to expand on that and make everybody get rid of DEI. He actually explained it in a post, and not one superintendent in any state in the union noticed it. Because then they could have said, screw you, Christopher Rufo, but they didn't. They never read it, so they thought, well, we better get rid of DEI. And Chris Rufo won that one.
Wow.
Anyway, so Rufo is now suggesting, I like this, in a Substack post last month, that Trump should push the limits to a militarized occupation of the U.S.
Oh, my God.
He usually gets what he wants. You know, he said, hey, go after the elite universities. Well, they're doing that. Yeah. Now he's saying, hey, militarize the U.S. Get this. Immigration agencies like ICE should dispatch unmarked vans to follow agitators and snatch them from the streets while the media are not looking.
What?
These are just agitators, you mean protesters, in other words, right? This is a quote now. The most effective riot control is to take movement leaders off the field, infiltrate their networks, disrupt the flow of funding, and roll them up in federal investigations. Denying the left trained protest leaders now will create a strong precedent for the rest of the president's term. Wow.
Okay. That's
well, that's
incredible.
Well, there we are.
That's where we're
dictatorship,
at.
Dictatorship, right?
That's fully engaged.
Autocracy.
Apparently.
Wow. Hey, I got a complaint, though. I want to get to something. I heard this on the way in. It was a radio report about kids eating a lot of protein now. A lot of the teenagers and Gen Zers are using protein in their diet an awful lot. Mm-hmm. And they get maybe more or less too much protein from all of their snacks. The protein mixes and the powders.
Really?
Yeah. The protein bars that are out there now.
Okay.
And I mentioned that on a program a while back where all these bars that used to be just sugary bars, they're adding protein to those bars now.
I thought that was a good thing for kids,
that's
right?
And then they complained during this report that these boys now are trying to look ripped. Mm-hmm. You know, they're trying to look really, really muscular.
The really young ones.
And I'm thinking to myself, what's the problem with that?
Right.
I don't think we were specimens of, that anybody could point at in the 50s and 60s or 70s for that matter.
Right.
You see some of the older movies and these guys with no shirts, they're not ripped.
No, they're not. Nope.
So, is there something wrong with people looking fit and muscular? No.
I don't think so.
I was going to say, I use protein powder, like you said, every single day. Yeah. It's really good, but I use it every single day. And at first, when you were talking about that, I thought it was a bad thing, but it's
actually a good thing. Yeah. But they're vilifying it. They're saying maybe we're getting too much. You know, I get the isolate to cut down on the lactose. It's not lactose free, but it's pretty good. I do take a couple lactose tablets just to make sure. But, I take the powder every morning. Mm. Yeah.
Well, who's saying that this is a bad thing for kids?
Well, they made it sound like it was a bad thing. They're getting too much protein. You know, the kids normally have like a bowl of cereal with milk or something like that, and they have a lot of milk, maybe chocolate milk. They get a lot of a lot of calcium that way. Mm-hmm. They get a lot of protein, and now they're maybe overloading on it because they can get the bars, the protein snack bars. But looking ripped was the thing that bothered me most. There's nothing wrong with that. They can look very healthy and ripped and muscular. And by the way, building muscles, I mean, that's a great way to support your joints so you don't have joint problems later on in life.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Wow.
They should be working out. Yeah. What's the problem?
They're shaming people who want to look good, and women are bodybuilding as well. So there's nothing wrong with it, but now they're making it seem like a bad thing.
Should have a balanced diet, and it should include protein and lots of fruits and veggies. Yeah. So kids.
Everybody should look like their heroes in the Marvel Universe movies. Okay?
Exactly.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. By the way, I'm going to go see Superman either today or tomorrow.
Okay,
great. So I can't wait to see it now. I guess it's top at the box office, too. That's what I'm hearing.
And we're going to talk to Pete Schwab on Wednesday afternoon when we fill in for Maggie Dawn, and we'll ask him about the movie.
Exactly. It's all coming up, and we'll be back with more. In fact, former Madison Mayor Paul Soglin joins us in around 7:35. Stay tuned for that. Back with more after this.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.